It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 634. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. My name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow. Facebook.com/Mike Tech Show. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com or go to instanthousecall.com and use the promo code Mike Tech Show. Show's also brought to you by Malwarebytes TechBench Toolset, the all-in-one package of utilities to help you diagnose, repair, and secure Windows PCs. The link will be in the show notes. You will love it. Tonight's show, I have a link from Microsoft that I found that matches my process of troubleshooting Outlook problems. And when I came across this, I was like, wow, this is great. I've had Outlook issues for the last couple weeks, and I think a lot of it was brought on by some updates from Microsoft, and I'm going to go through this process and what I had to do to fix problems. Each of these steps can lead to a solution for you. Next, going to talk about the Dell lost control of a key customer support domain for about a month. I want to talk about the crack Wi-Fi vulnerability, and then a little bit about Bad Rabbit ransomware. So lots of negative stuff here. And then I have one email to wrap up that asked two questions from a listener that I need your help with. So let's begin with Outlook. I normally get the call, Outlook's not responding. Either Outlook instantly crashes, it's not responding, it's stuck at the word processing, or it just freezes and continues to hang. Maybe Outlook doesn't even start when you click on it. This process is what I follow. The first thing you should do is start Outlook in safe mode. So you got to make sure Outlook is really closed. So you got to look at Task Manager, take a look at the processes running. If there's Outlook running at all, you have to end the task. Now, click start, or go into the run box, whichever operating system, and type outlook.exe/safe. That starts Outlook in safe mode. I would say more than half the time, that can fix the problem. What it really does, it stops loading all add-ins. If an add-in got updated, or maybe Outlook got updated, but the add-in didn't, add-ins cause a lot of Outlook hangs. And I have a couple clients that just have so many add-ins for Outlook. It's the Salesforce add-in, Adobe add-ins. There's so many different add-ins you can have and hooks into Outlook. So you want to see if Outlook can start clean. Sometimes that repairs, other times it doesn't. If it doesn't repair the problem and you still have issues in safe mode, then what I recommend is starting Outlook as an administrator. So you go to the icon, or you go to the path, the directory of where the actual executable is, and you right click and pick run as administrator. Now you have to do this when you want to really remove an add-in. Some add-ins don't go away just because you brought up the add-ins options under the COM add-ins and you've unchecked an add-in. Sometimes it doesn't go away. Sometimes you can't even add an add-in unless you're in administrator mode. Now, even though you're an administrator of the computer, you still have to right-click and run as administrator. I've actually seen this fix Outlook problems sometimes because the next time I started it in normal mode and it was okay. Now I'm going to continue with the options because that was sort of my ad-libbing with that one. There's a question here. Is there a dialog box open? Some things you do in Outlook asks for confirmation. For example, the first time you try to dismiss all on a list of reminders, Outlook asks you if you're sure you want to do this. If you don't choose an option on the dialog box, Outlook won't let you do anything else. So check for open dialog boxes. This is a simple thing by pressing Alt-Tab, which will help you switch from one window to another. There could be a dialog box from an Exchange server because maybe it's a new update or an install and you have to re-enter the Exchange password. That's happened. Maybe there's a dialog popping up with an error that it cannot pull the POP3 or IMAP information. There could be a problem with the host server that you're trying to communicate with. So this is a great little tip. Look for dialog boxes open, especially if you're trying to diagnose this over the phone with a client. Step 2, make sure Outlook isn't working on a large or long process. If you try to delete or move a large number of messages at once, Outlook can appear to hang. If you are sending a large email, and I've had this happen a lot with clients, where they don't realize they're sending or trying to send a 50 or 100 meg attachment, which they can't do, and it'll eventually fail. This could tie up Outlook. This sometimes is a big problem where my client doesn't understand what they can and can't do with sending attachments. Could be something stuck in the outbox, a malformed message, or a problem with an attachment. This is something that can cause problems. Make sure that the latest Windows and Office updates are happening. Depending on the version of Outlook, you can check to see if the latest updates are being applied or have been applied. It's always good to just make sure you're at the latest, greatest version. If all these things fail, there's no dialog boxes, safe mode didn't fix it, running as administrator didn't fix it, you have nothing in the outbound queue, or nothing large happening, and you're now at the latest, greatest version of Outlook, and all of your Windows updates are done being applied, especially Windows 10. This is where we get stuck all the time, seeing a massive slowdown where there's Windows 10 updates happening. If all of that, you now go to Repair, go to Programs and Features, right-click and Change, and there's going to be normally two repair options. There's a quick option, which is probably worth doing. Do the quick one and see if that fixes the problem. If it doesn't, this is where I've had a lot of success. You got to do the full repair. This is like reinstalling Office. Do the full repair, especially if it's Office 365, because it will go to the Microsoft account. It'll ask you to log in with your Microsoft password, you know, login and password, and it will literally re-download Office and completely install Office on top. Do not worry about your Outlook settings. They will all be preserved. This is a good refresh if there's a problem where a file got corrupt, any kind of a minor issue that's stopping Outlook from running. This will fix it. This is a good high probability that it'll fix it. This last option that I'm mentioning here, I've had to do possibly four times over the last 2 weeks with clients. It's been really bad because I believe the last patch Tuesday, there were a bunch of Office updates that has messed up Outlook, and especially Outlook 2016. That's been a real problem, and I've had to do a repair of Outlook 2010 and three repairs of Outlook 2016 in the past 2 weeks. So it's been ugly, and that's why I wanted to bring this up, have a great link for you to look at and have for the processes. As a matter of fact, I use Adobe Pro, I think 11, and the add-in to the browser makes it very easy for me to create a PDF from a web page. So this article that I'm going to be linking in the show notes, I've created a PDF and I emailed it to my team. So they have the PDF and they can put it on their USB stick as a reminder if they're at a client, or they can open it up. Maybe they're on the phone with a client and walking them through and trying these different things. But a lot of these things require remote access for you to try, or maybe you're on site and you want to try them. The last item here, it has step six, is create a new user profile. This is when all else fails. Create a new profile, keep it simple, and then try to rebuild Outlook and connect in. See if that keeps Outlook stable. Now, I want to back up a little bit. Let's say safe mode works, but then when you try regular mode again, it doesn't work. That means we know an add-in is not working. Now, that becomes tough to figure out which add-in is the culprit. So you would run as administrator and uncheck all the add-ins, and then you're going to have to try one by one. Try an add-in, launch Outlook, see if it's stable, see if it works. You have to find the culprit. Once you find the culprit that's killing Outlook, if it's an add-in, now you got to go back to the manufacturer, open up of that particular add-in, and open a ticket maybe with tech support, check their forums, see if there's an update to that add-in that might match the update that happened on Outlook. Because most likely, either something got corrupt or an update happened that killed Outlook or killed that add-in. Or maybe the add-in updated and there was a problem. I'll tell you, a year or so ago, there was big problems with Adobe add-ins. The Adobe add-in to Outlook 2016 was really bad, and there was a lot of problems. And it gave several of my clients headaches when they started moving to Outlook 2016. Things that aren't mentioned here, and something I had to fix tonight. For some reason, a client, every time he is prompted for his password, he enters the correct password. It's connected to the hosted Exchange server, and he's getting the mail. But the dialog box keeps coming up every few minutes asking for that very same password. If that's the case, you got to go into the credential manager and edit the password for each of those web logins for verification for that email. So there were three entries in the credential manager for this user. I went in, I re-entered the password and saved it. I started Outlook, no more dialog box. Everything's working good. So if you're getting prompted for the password, and you know you're entering the correct password, and it's still popping up, and mail is working, then the answer is going to lie in the credential manager. So you see, even this document, there's still more to troubleshooting Outlook. One of the big tips that I can give, and I mentioned this way back, if you're doing a migration where you're moving someone from one system to another, make sure you snippet and take screenshots of their Outlook setup. You want to know what the ports that they're connecting, what's the server name. You got to make sure you have all their email passwords, and the more accounts they have and the more archived and attached PST files they have, the harder it is to rebuild that profile on a new machine, because you need to know the location of all those PST files. And it's better to go into data files and get a picture of that. And sometimes you don't even have it open enough to get the whole path. You got to make sure you're getting all of the PSTs, you're getting all of the ports, all of the login information for every email account. Supporting Outlook can get difficult. All right, this email and link came from Ron, and the title of the article is Dell Lost Control of Key Customer Support Domain for a Month in 2017. A website set up by PC maker Dell Inc. to help customers recover from malicious software and other computer maladies may have been hijacked for a few weeks this summer by people who specialize in deploying said malware. There is a program installed on virtually all Dell computers called Dell Backup and Recovery Application. And what this does is it goes to a domain, Dell Backup and Recovery Cloud Storage.com, which until recently was central to PC makers Dell's customer data backup recovery and cloud storage solutions. Well, guess what? It was compromised. So I'll have a link on an article that talks about this. All this brings up is the security for online places. Look at the Equifax, everything. It's just breach after breach after breach. So we have to pick, we got to pick the devil we know. And that's where we go for online storage information. It's really becoming a mess out there. We don't know who to trust anymore. And we don't know, well, boy, we trust this one today. Tomorrow, it's going to be horrible. Like, look at CCleaner. We can't use CCleaner anymore because of that terrible being compromised. It's happening constantly. And we just have to be vigilant and put ourselves in a position, use common sense, keep current with everything that's happening, and make the best choices at the time that we can. That's all we can do. Here's another problem, which is the vulnerability for all the Wi-Fi devices. There's a vulnerability called CRACK, K-R-A-C-K, where you can attack the WPA2, which we thought was secure for Wi-Fi. I have two links on this, and one of them I actually listed in the last Tech Bets that we recorded a couple weeks ago. You need to update all of your devices. Now, if you are running Windows, run the latest updates. If you have your iOS devices, get on the latest version for iOS. If you have a Mac device, make sure all the security updates and all the software updates are happening for your Mac. If you have a router, you make sure that the latest firmware. If you're not getting firmware updates from your ISP, then add your own Wi-Fi. Turn off the Wi-Fi for your ISP. Buy your own access point connected on the network. Make sure that firmware is updated. If we are vigilant with all of our updates on all devices, our routers, our computers, then you're going to be okay for this vulnerability. I'm going to go one step further. You have to treat Wi-Fi right now until these updates are done like you're at a Starbucks or on a public Wi-Fi. And you would apply the same reasoning. Don't do any banking or anything on a public Wi-Fi. Stick to cellular at that point. Turn off your Wi-Fi and use your cellular data to do any banking or anything from your phone. So this is just good common sense while we're working through all of these security vulnerabilities. So that's basically a summary of what I just talked about on what you have to do for your Wi-Fi. You want to look into VPN options when you're in a public space or if you're at a hotel or you're traveling. But that's nothing new. What's new now is we thought WPA2 was safe, and now it's not. Who thought Equifax would have a problem? Now we enter into more ransomware happening. And I mentioned in the beginning of the show, there's another ransomware out there called Bad Rabbit. The answer to all ransomware is backups. Backups haven't changed. We can still do backups. You have to back up your data. And then you're not at risk. if a ransomware does come in and hit and it encrypts all your data, you're okay because you have a secured backup and the backup's safe and you can go back enough to where you learned when the infection came in and you can go back to the previous night before, whenever the last safe backup was performed, and do a restore. You have to be able to have that capability. And if you don't, that's your fault. The ransomware came in, it hit, and you weren't prepared. You have to be prepared. Your clients have to be prepared. You have to have backups, plain and simple. Now, can we remediate? What can we do to prevent that? Well, there's software in place, like Malwarebytes does anti-ransomware, and it's blocking BadRabbit. Crypto Prevent, which I've talked about in the past, having good anti-ransomware strategy, a good backup strategy, will protect you from a ransomware attack. I want to get to a question here for the end of the show. This is from Dexter. Two very good questions I need your help with. First one, I have just moved an SBS 2011 exchange to SureWeb. I have one problem. The SBS 2011 had a fax modem for receiving faxes, then sending them to an email distribution group called FaxMaster. I am trying to get this working with SureWeb. SBS will stay in place for a while with the fax modem. I have the group set up. It is not working. SureWeb says it's because it is not TLS compliant and must use an SMTP relay. Any ideas on this? And he has an article that he's tried. And Dexter, I just got to this email, so I haven't had a chance to go through the article that you sent me. And he's went through it, and he has no success so far. So here's what this boils down to. How does he get the faxes to an email distribution group out of an SBS 2011 server with a hosted exchange solution? That's one. When I have time over the weekend, I'm going to look into this because this is a really good question. There's a lot of SBS servers out there. Now, I happen to have migrated a couple, but they weren't using the fax modem capability of SBS. So I didn't run into this problem. So that's why I would have had an answer. So looking for help on that. Question two, he has a customer that wants his office scanned for electronic surveillance devices. I told him I don't do that, but would ask around. Other than a private investigator, I have no idea. Do you or your listeners have any idea? And he is in North Carolina. So we need a device that will scan an office for electronic surveillance. I thought that was a great question. I've never been asked that. And I wonder if any of you have been in that situation where you know where we can send Dexter to for hopefully a reasonably priced solution that he can recommend for his clients. Very interesting. I've never been asked this. I wonder if anybody has been involved in that. And if you have, and you can share information, boy, what a great story to share. And let me know if I can share it with my audience or not, if you can tell me the story, and we'll change the names to protect the innocent. That's it. Couple administrative things. The next two Thursday nights, I cannot record. Don't worry. I'm going to record on Wednesday night. So no live show November 2nd and November 9th. Look for shows November 1st and November 8th. So the next 2 weeks, I will be live Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you for downloading and staying subscribed. I'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.